Well, our next guest can offer insider perspective on the terrorist threat. Morten Storm is a fascinating man. He is a former Danish gangster who turned to radical Islam and wound up joining Al-Qaeda in Yemen. He got close to one of its most senior leaders, Al-Awlaki, and tried to join jihadists fighting in Somalia before finally changing course and becoming a CIA informant. He is also the author of the book Agent Storm, and he joins me now. Morten, thank you so much for being here. What an interesting existence you've had. How symbolic, how important would it be to a group like ISIS to hit Americans in the homeland?
See, there's two issues here. First of all, it's Ramadan, and we know from Abu Muhammad al-Adani, the spokesman from ISIS, that they are warning and promising more attacks. So that's number one. They have, because of Ramadan, the increasing the worship, the increasing jihad. The other one is obviously having national holidays. That's something where people are supposed to celebrate it. And these terrorists will do everything they can to ruin that. As you just talked about before, they will try to terrorize people mentally so they're actually scared before anything happens.
The thing with ISIS is they are specific. They tell you they're going to do something, and then they tend to do it, or at least try to do it. And so do you think that has to do with the level of response we're seeing from all these authorities, including the former deputy CIA director coming out and saying on Sunday, I wouldn't be surprised if this time next week we're talking about an attack that did take place in the U.S.?